Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
What's going on in America right now? We have so many changes going on, all of which Jim and I are going to chat about during this particular opening segment. We're also going to talk about, we're going to opine about what's going on in our country during the close also. It's like everybody thinks that, not everybody, but the Democrats sure think that everything is going good right now. And I have to tell you, Big Al could not agree, or I should say disagree more. Jimmy, how about you?
No, I think it's just absolutely catastrophic what we're seeing happen on a daily basis. The violence, the problems at the border, the fentanyl problem, the foreign policy issues, the Ukraine war, the Russia-Ukraine war, issues with South Korea, of course, the Afghanistan pullout. So many issues, not even to mention the economic impact and, of course, the potential, the failure of numerous banks, but the potential failure of more, and the U.S. losing its leadership role in global currency. There's many, many, many things that we're facing right now in just a rapid period of time, in a very short period of time since the Biden administration has come to power.
Jim, I got to tell you, the one thing that scares me the most is we have a Wall Street Journal reporter who's in a cell in Russia right now. And the general opinion, interestingly enough, even of the very, very conservative press, is because of the relationship between the United States, we would advise Biden to really not push the Russians regarding this fellow. And I feel really bad about that. That would have never happened in the past, Jim.
Well, certainly not under the Trump administration. And, you know, it's hard to judge what the Obama team would do because, in fact, they were spying on journalists. And if they were journalists that were against their agenda, then it probably wouldn't care much about it. If it was a journalist that was for their agenda, then they probably would take action against it. But the problem is we have with absolutely no coherent foreign policy in Ukraine or with Russia right now. The Biden administration is flailing to have influence and impact. There is no clear objective public policy objective that's been stated on what the U.S. and what Ukraine will even achieve if we continue to just fund openly this conflict, other than more death and destruction.
Yeah.
There's no plan that's been put forward by the United States for a peace negotiation process. There is absolutely no strategy that anybody can find except for failure. And that's incredibly damaging right now to credibility. In conjunction with the economic problems we're facing, in conjunction with the social issues that are just so disturbing to watch, the violence and the crime and the border issues and the fentanyl deaths, it's becoming very, very problematic for even people that are not touched by it directly. They're seeing it, and that hopefully will open up people's eyes.
Jim, let me ask you a question. You've seen all of this in person during your career, boots on the ground, et cetera, et cetera. If you were the man in charge, Jimmy, what would you do right now?
Well, there's a lot of things that I would do differently. And the first one is I would do accountability and question what we're doing in Ukraine. I mean, there needs to be a clear set of policies that have long-term implications, and I'd take that leadership role back. I'd certainly cut back on the regulations on the U.S. Energy development because we need to get back to self-independence and to reduce the prices of fuel. I would shut the border down immediately, and I would force return to Mexico policies, and I'd very much pressure both the Mexicans and the Canadians, those governments, to say, you better stop the flow into here because that's going to have an economic impact for our partnership in the long-term future. Those were basic issues. I would be very hard over on the Chinese at this point because we definitely have a growing problem that could undermine all of Western civilization if it's not addressed soon.
Generally, let me ask you about something that I think is incredibly important, something I noticed that was brought out, interestingly enough, by the liberal news folks. How do you feel about, and they didn't endorse this, I have to say, but how do you feel about funds, major funds coming from outside of America, from non-American citizens supporting liberal causes. I don't mean just supporting in terms of, you know, a few dollars. I mean millions of dollars supporting liberal causes. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's absolutely, well, one, it's against the law, certainly for political donations. Oh, we know. And we actually saw from this week, and if anybody, our listeners, haven't looked at it, they should look at the O'Keefe Media Group report from Maryland, where it shows literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars of donations being funneled through small donors that had no idea that money was being, their name was being used to, right, to send money to this program, right, or to the, what the group is, Act Blue. That is absolutely illegal, and we don't know where that money's coming from at this point. There needs to be a massive investigation on this in order to figure it out, because we are facing a tremendous influence from external forces that are absolutely dividing America right now.
You bet.
And
they are.
And they're threatening the sovereignty of this nation, but we have an administration that is, in my view, so corrupted and so incompetent that they're unable to see it, and their reactions are incredibly slow, because I don't really think they're legitimate leadership at all at this point.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. What about the financial support that came in during the election for the prosecutor in Manhattan? What about that? Any comments?
Well, I think it's quite interesting that Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, publicly campaigned on his efforts to find a crime against Donald Trump, that he would search that out, and was elected on that.
Yeah,
we do know that George Soros helped fund his campaign. We do know that George Soros funded a large number of dense urban areas, minority areas, prosecuting attorney campaigns, and have really put in place prosecutors that have failed to uphold the law. Now, this guy Alvin Bragg, he's absolutely making a mockery of the system with this indictment of Donald Trump. We'll see where it turns out. I don't believe it's going to go well for him. But again, that does not matter for these people. They don't care. They're willing to do anything in order to achieve their political ends. And they're pushing it so far that they've forgotten that their goal and their role is actually to protect the people of the United States. Certainly, Alvin Bragg has failed to protect the people of New York by allowing large numbers, like roughly 50% of these cases, serious cases, he's let people out of jail and has not prosecuted them. And then many of them have gone back to recommit crimes. Very, very dangerous. And of course, focusing on a political action like this against Donald Trump is something like it's out of a book no one would believe, 10 years ago, but now we're living it in real time. It's so corrupt.
Yeah, I want you to think about what I'm about to say, and I want to get a comment from you during the next segment, which is coming up in about a minute, but not quite a minute. CNN came out and claimed that they proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that no funds were given in favor of Bragg for his election by George Soros. And they claimed that was proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. I'm not so sure.
Well, first of all, CNN has said a lot of things that turned out to be 100% false. They've been known to lie on numerous occasions. And of course, the direct contributions and the way this money is funneled is through corporations and nonprofits,
right,
that actually aren't directly related to it. So CNN may be able to say indirectly, but their credibility is so far down in that.
Jimmy, time for a break. We got to address this issue in the next segment. Hang on, you guys.